Has Patty Heffley come back? Nope. No, she joined at 5:30 and left. Let's see, Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Is there any person on the committee whose name I did not call? Going back to the passes. Melinda.
I don't know. At this point, I'm kind of tired, but at this point, my feeling is no.
That's a no. Barry Berg.
I really do prefer the original language. I guess I have to vote no.
Okay.
It's a bizarre situation.
That's one yes. Five no's. The amendment fails.
All right. So we're back to the original language and then the motion as a whole.
Terry, I have amendments.
Oh, all right.
I believe this language confuses because of such things as listener/volunteer. It doesn't use the standard terms staff, unpaid staff, listener-sponsored members. So I would move that the paragraph in which the the third whereas paragraph, that the slash volunteer be stricken, so that it would then read, whereas September 1, 2006 is the deadline for the closing of membership lists, including both staff and listener members, for purposes of issuing ballot for this year's elections, and...
I will accept that. Mm-hmm. That is a clarification.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And incidentally, guys, I'm afraid it's getting a little late here, so I'm going to have to go.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you, Melinda.
7:30.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if there's no objection, I have another one similar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm recording that Melinda has left. Okay. That is in the next paragraph. I am suggesting that we strike comma and about volunteer members and their work, so that paragraph would then read, whereas the local election supervisor requires not only access to rosters, but sufficient data about staff members and their work collected by management in order to audit these lists and validate the membership roles, therefore.
May I speak to that?
Okay, you want a point of information. You were proposing to strike what, Terry, in that paragraph specifically from...
Between the two commas.
Yeah, comma and about volunteers.
And about, okay,
volunteer
thank you.
Members
thank
and
you,
work.
Thank you.
No. I put that in because the volunteers, BII, I don't know about other stations, we have had a problem about volunteers not getting ballots because their work was not recorded. Somehow the list not being collected or not being registered and so on. And so very often volunteers who had donated 3 hours and thought they were entitled to ballots did not get them. So I included that in the data collection section because it was important. I don't know if that's peculiar only to our station, but I hope that won't be stricken.
Okay. I can address that.
I have a point of information. I'm sorry, Mary, was that you?
I'd like to change the proposed amendment then.
Mm-hmm.
To instead of striking that, I would change the language and about volunteer members in their work to about
Yeah, it is confusing.
Something I had it a moment ago. Something about the work
volunteers.
Of members who are not unpaid staff.
Can I ask a question before you labor anymore at trying to fix that?
Yes,
and
go ahead.
Again, I apologize for Tara for not having the language in front of me. But if in fact the only things that matter, I mean, the only list, there are only two kinds of lists. You're either on the staff list or you're on the listener list. And how you get onto the listener list, whether because you contributed $25 or $25,000 or because you worked 3 hours or you did you did committee meetings, you know, LSB committee meetings or whatever the case is, how you get onto the listener voting rolls does not, it seems to me, need to be detailed in a motion in order for the list to be verifiable, because whatever mechanism you use has to be traceable, whether it's because you paid with a credit card or you paid with a check or you signed in when you came to help answer phones or you signed in when you came to a committee meeting. Everything has, you know, a mechanism for recording your presence or your involvement or your contribution, you know, whether it be cash or time. So I don't think we need to delve into every possible form of qualification in a motion that speaks to what we want to do with the list.
Mary Berg here.
Mary.
May I suggest something that may be less confusing? What if we said in that parenthetical thing, and about non-staff volunteer members and their work? Then you would have staff members and their work, comma, and about non-staff volunteer members and their work. Would this be sufficiently, would this avoid the confusion in
Sounds
anybody's
good to
mind?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Would it work?
Terry?
Yes.
Yes, is that, that's fine with me too then?
Well, certain word not.
I think this is, I
actually think that we confuse things needlessly when we use terms such as volunteer staff. You know, you have people who are listeners, and they become eligible through cash or time. You have people who are staff who are either paid or unpaid. When you start calling people volunteer staff or, you know, I think it's more than a little disrespectful of the work that we do. We know we're unpaid. You know, but it's also very confusing to then use the term listener volunteer and volunteer staff. And, you know, we know that most people are not paid. They're called unpaid staff. So you can avoid that whole level of confusion, you know, by simply using the terms listener members, staff members.
Terry?
Thank you. Terry?
Mm-hmm. Actually, until the rosters have been examined, we're not sure they're members. So right. I would say it, rather than non-staff volunteer members, it should be non-staff volunteers in their work.
Non-staff volunteers or volunteer members.
Why aren't we doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mary. Is that acceptable to you?
That's what I said already.
No, you put volunteer members in there and changing it to non-staff volunteers.
No, I said I just read what was here.
Okay.
Oh, all right, fine. Is that?
Oh, okay. You want to strike the word
members?
I just inserted the words non-staff.
Right.
But we have staff members. We have the word members two times. I mean, we have it in relation to staff and then volunteer members who are not staff. We don't
right.
say anything, Serena, it doesn't say anything about volunteer staff. It doesn't say that, but it says about staff members and their work, comma, and about volunteer members and their work. That's the original. And I was suggesting to put non-staff volunteer. But now I think, Terry, if you want to take out members, you would have to take it out. I don't, if you would take it out in the one category, you would have to take it out in the other, or I'm not sure why take it out with the non-staff volunteers and leave it in about the staff members. I mean, your point would apply to both categories. We don't know yet if they're members, so you could say prospective. I don't think that's confusing to have the word members in there. I mean, obviously, if they aren't certified, they get struck in off of there, but I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
Is that okay? You want to leave it
okay.
as it stands then? All right, fine. Are we ready to vote on that amendment then? That change? All right, Mary, if you would read the.
So it would read.
Any objections?
Pardon?
Are there any objections to moving ahead?
Mm-hmm.
No. Hearing none then, let us adopt that if there are any objections to it. No? All right, then we'll continue and leave. That will be adopted, and that is changed as suggested.
We need to. It's not clear that you're asking for objections on the main motion.
I'm sorry. No, I'm asking for objections on that paragraph, since there are none. Now we're moving to the main motion.
I'd like to speak on that.
Harrison?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I th-
think that I'm going to vote against this motion, or, well, actually, I'm going to suggest we table it. My impression is that Les told us that he has the, and the local election supervisors have sufficient information to verify the list, and that after he talks with the attorney, he'll feel free to post them and find out what if anybody has objections to the list and give an opportunity for people to appeal. So it seems to me that this whole motion may cause more difficulties than it's going to solve. And I, for one, would like to hear what the election supervisor has to say about it. So I guess I'm moving to table this until we can hear from Les Radke.
And any comments on that or discussion? I would, Port Mary?
Mm-hmm. Should we call Les? Is he still available by phone and see?
No, he was on his way to another meeting, actually, and had to leave at a certain point. I would suggest the opposite, that this, in fact, would help him, and he's free to ignore it, because it's, for one thing, it's only advisory, and for another, if in fact the question becomes moot by the time it gets to the PNB, the PNB can simply ignore it or not accept it as they like. But I think as it stands, I would like to help Les's efforts in this regard, and I was hoping that this motion would do that. So
I'd
be against tabling it.
Yeah, I think I'd like to make a point of order just to remind the chair that she can't just make an argument without doing something.
You made a motion to table, and I'm speaking to it. Sorry if I spoke first. Serene?
I have a question about what, other than giving... other than tasking the National Election Supervisor with reporting, preparing a written report for this committee every week, although this committee meets generally monthly, what does this motion do that isn't already covered by the fact that the NES can, in fact, take the problem directly to the PNB and does not need to come through this committee? I mean, what is the point of this motion except to get a weekly, have him prepare a weekly report, assuming he goes along with the request, which was never, you know, even informally discussed with him? What does it do?
Mary Berg here.
Mary, go ahead.
Well, I felt the point of the resolution as a whole is to support the local, I mean the national and the local supervisors, but I didn't hear Les's report. My understanding prior to this meeting was that he does not have all the lists from all the stations, and that there is a big difficulty that's been ongoing, and the fact that the election committee would have this information weekly about the difficulties simply is further support. And unless there was something that Les Radke said that to the contrary, I would think this can only be more support. If it's not necessary, that's not a problem. If it's redundant for some reason because everything's working fine, no harm done. But if it could, if we have had a continuing problem. It were weeks and weeks late in getting these lists from the five stations. And I have heard Les on other occasions explaining the differences and the difficulties in one place and another. If this can help, what harm does it do to pass it? So it seems to me that would be the point. It's just, it might help, let's do it, because it can't do any harm, but it might be a lot of help. I'm trying to answer Serene's, what is
thank
the
you, yes,
question?
I think you expressed my feeling about that too. Does anyone else want to speak to this?
Well, can I ask Mary a question? I mean, she was answering my question, not just expressing your sentiment.
Yes, Serene, go ahead, and then we can move to a vote.
I guess my concern, and Jane spoke to this before she left the call, is that we're, in fact, adding more work. And I guess, you know, putting on paper, we support you, and we want this to happen, I'm wondering whether the cost of getting that support is not worth more. I'm wondering whether it doesn't cost him more than the support itself is worth when he already has an avenue to get it. But, you know, whatever.
Well, I could speak to that if it's desired.
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
Well, in the way that I am reading this and understanding this, if there's no problem, then there's no list to be gotten. It's just the same list, and it's done. And so the weekly part is kind of moot. I mean, because it doesn't change from week to week once the list is approved and certified or whatever. But I don't think the cost of giving this report, I think it would be minimal. It's just a report saying, we had a problem last week, and here are the problems, and it's the same this week, and we just aren't getting it solved. I mean, that's what we're really asking for. We're not asking for a report of all the names. A report each week as to the difficulties encountered. If there aren't any, there's no report. So again, I don't see, it's just a possibility of getting more support and more different minds on the problem if there is a problem. But there's no extra work if there's no problem.
I think the extra work would be continuing this discussion for another 15 minutes.
Well, it wouldn't cost no other... a whole lot except to human minds and bodies.
That's true.
It costs money.
If there's no objection, could we move to a vote on this? Are there any objections to adopting the motion as it was amended?
Yes.
All right. Then we need to take a vote.
Terry,
if you would, on the motion as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yes, on the main motion,
right.
Skipping those who are absent, how do you vote, Harris and Weil?
No.
No. Terry Goodman? Yes. Don White is now absent, I believe. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Mary Berg?
Yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. Serene Roberts.
No.
Sounds like a whispered no. Okay. So
is that a vote?
I said no.
Okay, thank you.
To the motion as amended.
Yes.
And as originally.
We
thank
have
you.
Three yeses and two noes. The motion passes.
Patty, hello? Patty's here.
Patty's back.
Patty?
Yes. Wholeheartedly, yes.
Patty, both
okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Is there anyone else I skipped?
A point of order?
Yeah.
Nina.
After a vote count has been announced, the member joining the call can vote?
Actually, the vote technically has to be announced by the chair.
Right, it wasn't yet.
It wasn't yet. All right, we now have a all present accounted for. 4-2 is the final count. Thank you, Terry.
Hello. Rena has been here. I haven't heard everything. I've been on here for the past 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I'm sorry.
I say we get Zarina's vote.
Oh,
absolutely, because we called you for one vote, Zarina, and you didn't answer. I think we assumed you had left, but I guess not. How do you vote on this one?
No.
You vote no. All right. That'd be 4-3. Serena, any objections to that?
I have an objection.
You do?
I believe that Terry will support me in this, that the committees have to follow the bylaws as they apply to the LSBs, that our quorum was 8. So since we do not now have a quorum, we need a majority of a quorum to pass a motion, and that would be 5, and we don't have it, so this did not pass.
I believe Harrison is correct. Is it that we need a majority to pass it or a majority to vote?
We need a majority of a quorum in order to pass a motion.
Yeah. The majority of a quorum must vote in the affirmative after loss of quorum.
So that's the majority of the quorum. And we have 7 people voting. So isn't that a majority of the quorum?
Yes, but not voting yes. The majority of 5 people did not vote yes on the motion. So I'm afraid Harrison is correct. And
I'm sorry, the question, how many did you say we initially had?
We had eight, and so a core majority of that would be five.
Well, the question was moot. The quorum of the group does not change depending on who shows up. The quorum is always eight, and the majority of the quorum is always five.
So,
all right, so the motion does
I'm sorry, another question. In this instance, since it would make a difference, is the chair allowed to vote?
Yes.
Well, will the chair please express her vote?
Yes, I'd forgotten about that. The chair is allowed to vote, and I did not. I refrained earlier. All right, I will vote yes. That will make it a majority.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The chair is allowed to in a case like this.
The chair is in sleeping. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Remember, point of information?
Then it does pass.
I'm sorry. I have a point of information. We also have a parliamentary inquiry. I understood the chairs vote generally to make or break a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't a tie.
May we proceed?
My understanding of Roberts, and we could stop and look it up, but it's not only a tie, but where it would affect the outcome. So
absolutely.
In this kind of case, according to Roberts, the chair is allowed to vote in the case of a tie or to make a quorum where one is lacking.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mary.
Always voted, perhaps sometimes not appropriately. Terry, you were going to say something?
A chair is allowed to vote in committee regardless.
That's
true, too.
Thank you. That's why I've always voted.
I have a point of information. What time is this meeting going to end?
We haven't set a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm now asking the committee to give an estimate of when the meeting might end. It's quite late on the East Coast.
I hadn't estimated it. We have one more motion to do, and I guess it depends on how long
time the members take.
We haven't set an end time on this, and in fact, we skipped.
A time be set.
I'm not going to. Would you like to propose a time? I'm not going to do that.
I'm sorry. Would I like to do what?
Propose an end time.
No. I'd like to be on the stack, Zarina.
Yes, Zarina.
Would like to know when this meeting would be over because it's almost 11 o'clock here.
Serena's about to propose an end time. Serena?
Before 11. At 10:55. I mean, you know, some folks have to work.
In 4 minutes. All right. I think we'll have to. Since that means changing the agenda, essentially, since we didn't have an end time on there.
10:55.
10:55. Here it's 10:55. Uh-huh. She means before 11, 10:59.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I mean 10:55.
Mm-hmm. So I think we have to take a vote on that simply because it's a change in the agenda, which will take up some more time. Terry, would you like to call the roll, please? And you may include me this time if you would. Thank you.
Okay. On the motion to adjourn at a time certain of 10:55 Eastern. Zarina.
Yes.
Harrison.
Yes.
Carolyn.
No.
Terry. Abstain. Don White still absent?
Yes.
LaVarne?
Without comment, no.
No. Mary Berg?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Pass.
Now those who passed, Patty Heffley.
Back to you, Patty.
Turn now?
Yeah.
Is it turn adjourn now?
Yes.
In a few minutes.
It's 10:55 now by my clock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's 10:53 by my clock.
It's anyway. Precious when you're having fun here.
I'm abstaining.
Okay, that's an abstain. Which gives us 1, two, three yeses. One, two, three noes. And two abstains. With the chair voting, a tie, the motion fails.
Maybe we can get through this next motion quickly, I hope.
What is this next motion? Let's see.
Right. For the benefit of the readers, Terry, would you like to read this? Would you mind?
See it. Secure. Is that the security?
Terry, independent audit procedures?
Okay.
And did you say Terry or Mary?
Terry, are you still acting as secretary?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whereas on June 22nd, 2004, the PMB directed that any significant conflict regarding cost of procedures and the implementation of a secure independent audit procedure to verify member database accuracy and compliance with the bylaws should be immediately referred to the PMB. The Elections Committee shall designate a work group consisting of...
I left that blank for names.
members to be immediately designated to formulate a referral to the PMB facilitating the implementation of the required audit procedure, and such a referral shall be returned to the Elections Committee by mail within 5 days by August 25th for a referendum to be conducted by email and completed by August 31st, the results of which shall be forwarded to the entire PMB for consideration at its next teleconference.
Now, as the maker of the motion, may I speak to that? I would like to table this motion because I feel after some things that Les said that, in fact, this may not be feasible. And the work group part is fine, but the question of doing an audit in this brief time may not be feasible. I don't know how other people feel about that. But if I get some support for that, I would table that.
Point of information?
Yes.
By that, you mean postpone till the next meeting?
Yes.
You're tabling it till the next meeting?
Yes. When it may be too late to affect the election, we should be clear on that. Anybody else want to speak to this?
So is the issue tabling?
Well, I'm proposing that might be a good option, but I'd like some opinions on that.
Okay, I move to table.
Well, that's your opinion then, right? Harrison, did you want to speak to this?
If it's not tabled, maybe.
What? Oh.
Do you think we should discuss it then and not table it?
No, I'd like to table it.
You'd like to table it. All right.
Mary Berg here.
Mary?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the comments Les made, but it seems silly to table something to a time when it's useless and too late. I mean, either we discuss it now, or if it's going to be too late by the next meeting, then you're just saying to postpone it indefinitely, or you're withdrawing it, or whatever, but what's the point of putting it on an agenda when it's too late?
Well, I...
And I can't have an opinion about that because I didn't hear what Les said, so whether we should table it or not, I don't know.
Well, it might be too late to affect the ballot list that goes out. It wouldn't be too late to clean up the list in the future. This is the audit that probably should have been done last year because we voted to do this in 2004.
Uh-huh.
And,
point of information.
I see.
Yes, Serene.
The next meeting of this committee is September 17th.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the ballots are being sent out a month later?
No, October 15th, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So if there are no objections to tabling, then we will table that. All right, hearing no objections then, that motion is tabled until the next meeting. Now, that brings us back to the other part of the agenda. I'm not too sure at this hour how urgent people think that those issues are. Do you want to take a look at that?
Can you say what they are, Carolyn?
I'm sorry, yes. Reports from work groups.
Oh.
And there...
I see.
There were four of those. Gift donations, Les did address that issue. Public Elections Committee E-List, which Terry had put out a long memo on, in the meanwhile. The teleconference question, that was Serene's work group, and the Subcommittee on Promoting Member Participation in Delegate Elections, which I haven't heard anything from Carol or that work group. I don't know if it ever got working. And then under unfinished business, we had discussion of committee priorities, which was left over from last time.
Mm-hmm.
And the second unfinished business item was to consider the wisdom of having prospective delegate candidates on this committee. I believe Les addressed that. The third item was a possible conflict of interest, which Les also addressed. And I'm not sure it was settled, but it was addressed. And then the fourth unfinished business item was the language on station website elections pages summarizing the duties of local station boards, which I believe Ted raised before the meeting. And I think that Les agreed to address that. So I don't see anything particularly pressing here. What is your pleasure?
Terry?
Sure, move ahead. Terry?
Mm-hmm. I think that an item that would come up during the committee report on the Elections Committee e-list can be handled by giving notice at this meeting that there will likely be a motion at the next meeting regarding changing the allocation of managers on the e-list.
Could you... That seems cryptic. Could you?
Yeah. Notice to rescind the motion mm-hmm. previously passed, making all committee members managers of the e-list.
So you're giving notice that a motion to rescind that will be presented at next meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're giving notice.
Yeah, because
so
of the notion, because it rescinds the motion previously adopted, it would require
right.
2/3
exactly.
without notice.
Yeah.
Right.
This
right.
would
exactly.
make it only require a majority.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Now, if we want to move the agenda then, and we look to the first item, gift donations, the question was the status of information and list analysis at each station. We did not get that from Les. And I have not been able to get any more information from WBAI. Don had given us his report from A, and I don't know if anyone else had any information from any other stations, but perhaps we should find what we can from Les and put that on the list.
That item
is that agreeable? What do you think?
Which item is this, please?
The first report from the work group on gift donations.
Oh.
I had not been able to get anything more out of my station,
gotcha.
And all we had was Don's report. So. I don't know that you have anything.
No.
Harrison or anyone else does.
Only that it was a very small number.
Yeah, I think the AI is the only one with a large number, and as Les said, they are working on that. So I think we can, that would be the end of that report, that we're waiting word from Les on his findings, because he's looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
So that would be...
Yes, so that's the end of that report.
Mm-hmm.
The Public Elections Committee list is what Terry just proposed, and that is
mm-hmm.
notice to rescind.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is the teleconference.
You're going too fast.
I'm sorry.
No, I've got it.
Was there more on that?
Oh, Mary, you have all this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That much, what Carolyn just said, I have.
Yeah, because
is there anything else to deal with on that list, Terry, number two, on the Public Elections Committee e-list?
No.
Serene, on the teleconference of unpaid staff, that was your work group, I believe. Do you want to report on that? I guess Serene is off the list.
Or muted.
Off the call, or muted. Mm-hmm. All right, number four was a subcommittee on promoting member participation in delegate elections.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is Harrison.
Yes, Harrison.
I'd like permission to call somebody off the call and get Carol Wolf's phone number and try to work with her to call that work group to convene it.
That would be fine. You can certainly call me, or I'll call you after the meeting and give you what I have. One problem, I must say, is that we found out only today that there's been a problem with the numbers. So I don't know if Carol got to anyone at the national office and got a number that was then made inoperative, or whether she hadn't gotten that far yet, but that may yet be an issue. All right, certainly I'll share with you the numbers that I have. So the other members of that list were yourself, Serene, Ted Weisgall, and who is
L.R.? Is that list? Who is L.R.?
Oh, Les Radke. That's right.
It is Les.
We agree that he should be on that committee without asking him, I believe, but we did agree.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Yes. All right, thank you. All right, moving right along. Unfinished business. That looks as if it's going to be rather long, the discussion of priorities. Is anyone opposed to tabling that until the next meeting again? Do we want to discuss that while we're here? What is your pleasure?
Mary Berg here. I think
Mary.
We seem to have so few people left.
Mm-hmm.
Melinda isn't here, for example, so item two.
Point of information. Can we just take a little roll call right now and see who's here?
Good thought.
LaVarne?
Carolyn?
Barry?
Harrison.
Mary, Zarina.
Okay. Five
people.
And I don't know about Serena, if she's muted or has left.
What is your pleasure with discussing some of these priorities? And one of the questions, of course, was as we discuss them, what we do about after we set priorities.
I didn't hear any objection to tabling that.
All right. Hearing no objections, then I guess that is tabled. And that ends our agenda, if not finishes it.
Right, because the next item has to be postponed because Melinda isn't here, and she never did send the language.
Yes, well, I think some of that is moot also. All right, I thank you very much, people, for hanging in and for a good meeting.
Before we leave, or maybe after, a point of information. Is her motion moot or being tabled? If it's moot, then it's postponed indefinitely. Are we dealing with it next time, or is it now moot?
Which motion?
Melinda's. It's item two under unfinished business.
Can we just leave it unfinished?
It's unfinished, and we were supposed to await language, so I guess we're still awaiting language.
But you said it was moot.
I think it will stay. Did I? I'm sorry.
So it's simply tabled.
Right, I meant number three, because that had been addressed, yeah.
Number three, okay, that's...
A possible conflict of interest.
Three
and four, actually...
Oh, what was number...
Three and four were addressed by the national supervisor.
That's what you said.
I believe, yes. I believe, and he did ask for direct help, so there was no motion necessary on that.
So what is the status of 3 and 4, please?
3 and 4, I would say they're moot at this point because they've been addressed. Perhaps let's leave them open to unfinished business in case someone else wants to work on those, but they were left from the last agenda.
So they'll still be tabled until the next meeting? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, if they stay in unfinished business, they will remain in unfinished business until the next meeting, as will number 1.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Terry, can I talk to you for a sec before you hang up?
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn, for a good meeting.
Night.
And
thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Right. Talk to you.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.